Gary Crowley on BBC London 94.9. My very special guest is Kraftwerk's Ralph Hutter, and we're talking about the band's new album, which is released this week. It's entitled Tour de France Soundtracks. But from 1975 there, some vintage Kraftwerk, that was Autobahn. Ralph, any kind of sort of memories again of maybe the writing or recording of that song? Because it was a pivotal song as far as the band was concerned, wasn't it?
Yes, that was about cars singing a melody. And it's like the Autobahn Raga. We're droning around Germany and hearing or dreaming of hearing the Kraftwerk music on the car radio, which never happened before. So at that time it came true.
Was there not a lot of support from radio initially for the band? I mean, that was the track that really kind of sort of crossed the band over, wasn't it?
Yes.
I mean, it seems to me, Ralph, and I hope I've got this right, that, you know, Kraftwerk seemingly have had a long fascination with, you know, transportation as well as, you know, machines and robots.
Yes.
I mean, you know...
Everything that moves, yes.
Yeah. I mean, can you tell us what, you know, that kind of fascination is? Why?
Well, it's music. Music is in time and moves, so there's all these parallels. To us, it's very obvious.
Can we talk a little bit about you know, the rest of the band and what everybody kind of sort of brings to Kraftwerk as well? You know, Florian Schneider, of course, you've had a very long association
with.
Yes,
we started in 1968 in the pre-Kraftwerk days. We're having a very informal type of group of musicians coming, going. And then in 1970, we founded Kraftwerk with our own Kling Klang studio. And from there, we've been working over many, many years. And now for nearly 20 years, we've been working with Henning Schmitz. He was an engineer and a sound engineer also on the Tour de France single, the first one, and the sessions around that time. And then since the mid-80s, working with Fritz Hilpert, musical engineer and computer programming. So it's been going for very long relationships. And then we have people working on the video side with us now for also 25 years and computer programming companies supporting us, and so we're testing certain equipment for them.
Before we talk about Henning and also, you know, Fritz, who I think have been with you now for 10 or so years, can we go back to Florian and talk a little bit more about your relationship with each other and you know, how you sort of like complement each other? I mean, do you kind of have sort of definite roles as to each what you bring to Kraftwerk?
Yes, but they change, and so it's like a corporation, like in a creative marriage, what you call that.
In what way is it like a corporation? Can you explain that to me?
Yes, it's a dialogue of sound with certain preferences. I'm like heavily into writing lyrics, doing the speech singing, and Florian is very much into creating sounds, sound effects. Sometimes gets called a sound fetishist. And he's very much into creating synthetic voices, like singing typewriter. That's his working with engineers there on this side of things. So it comes together very well, and, well...
And can we just very quickly, because we're going to play another track as well, you know, let's talk about, you know, the sort of ideas behind the band, but when you first formed the band in Düsseldorf over 30 years as well. I mean, you know, what made you want to start an electronic band at that time? You know, when I guess most people were playing guitars and rocking out, weren't they?
Well, we have a semi-classical background, and we met at some improvisational courses at the university. So we started from there, ran into each other, and we've been doing things since then. And I had a simple electronic organ, and we worked a lot with echo chambers, tape machines, very simplistic elements in those days, because you can imagine there wasn't that much in the budget. So we produced very minimal records, and, well, it has developed from there.
Let's play another track from the album. We're going to play Vitamin next. Can you tell us about this song and the inspiration for this one, Ralph?
Yes. It has to do with nutrition that you need for cycling. There's a lot of sweating involved, so you lose minerals and vitamins. So that's the ABC of vitamins.